You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions sent in by you. It's this week, it is to our Facebook subscribers group, and the panel answering your questions are Carl Kopak, Dave Seeger, and Andy Heaton, who is also producing. And we're going to start. Two people have sent in very similar questions, themed roughly around the news of John Motson's death. And Mike Potter, Harry's lad, wants to know, where do you rate John Motson in the all-time commentators list? And Alex Dalton, Timothy's lad, has said, your favourite John Motson moment. So where do you rate him in the all-time list of commentators? And do you have a favourite Motson moment? And funnily enough, we've got somebody who's written about John Motson just this week in the form of Carl Kopak. So, Carl, what's your answer to those questions?
I have wrote about John Motson, and I'd rank him as number one just for so many reasons. He obviously is the commentator of my youth, along with Barry Davis and Brian Moore, and I'm already alienating people by mentioning those things. The thing I liked him about more than anything else is that he was just one of those commentators who you just feel is genuinely unbiased. He didn't really care who won. He just loved the game so much. So he didn't, you know, he didn't do that Jonathan Pearce thing of just saying everything's dramatic when it wasn't. He just shut up when it was. He didn't have the practice soundbite of Sam Matterface or go in with an agenda or, you know, want to sort of like, you know, tweak people and say, you know, to get a reaction. He just sat in the ground, said what was going on, and just absolutely loved the whole process of the game, the drama of it, the theatre. And my favourite moment is actually not about a match as such. It's about before a game, which would have been the 1998 World Cup final. Brazil against France, when the other Ronaldo was the sort of best player in the world at that time, and he was going to be their big threat. And then an hour before kickoff, it was announced that he wasn't playing; he was left off the team sheet. And the BBC cut to him and Trevor Brooking in the stand, and he said, "Well, no, he's been left out. There's rumours that he'd had some sort of seizure." And then they said, "Hang on, no, he is. He's back in the team again. They've dropped Ronaldo Edmundo to the bench," and I love that so much because they were like, Trevor Brooking was running around asking Pelé what was going on. No, sorry, Ray Stubbs was asking Pelé what was going on. He didn't know either. And I love those moments in football, or in the actual match itself, where, you know, your manager picks a team or there's a rumour going around, and Shaqiri, Lallana, Origi in the 5-2 derby. That was one. I remember sitting on the cop saying, he's done what? And, like, you know, there's a bit of hubbub around that. And John Motson was just doing that for us, but without trying to make out he was some sort of authority. I'm in charge of everything. He just loved it all too. He was just a proper commentator. And I wrote yesterday about the footage that Judith Moritz found free Hillsborough this year. Like, you know, it even says, how come that part of the ground is empty and that one's really full? This doesn't seem right. And when... obviously, when people went onto the pitch at Hillsborough, he said, by the way, they are not misbehaving straight away. He just called it as he saw it. He just, you know, was prepared to listen to everyone's point of view rather than, you know, the cover-up that happened. So it's a really, really sad loss. I just think he's my number one commentator of all time. He's just fantastic.